the Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is George Franceschides, Executive Chairman of Alba Mineral Resources, ALBA ticker. George, thanks for joining me.
Justin, great to talk to you.
Yeah, and you've had some good news out yesterday from the Clogau St. David's waste tip. The concentrates there returned grades up to 1,000 grams per tonne. And before we get into that, George, just for people maybe not familiar with Alba, it's obviously more parts of the business than this. So explain, give us a brief summary as to all the parts, if you could.
Yeah, sure. No, well, our focus is on Clogau Gold and the Dolgellau Gold Belt generally, where we've done a huge amount of work drilling, proved up big targets that we want to develop in the Clogau mine system, and then over the regional exploration project, we've got loads of targets there. So it's a huge and unique proposition in our backyard in the UK. That's Clogau and the other projects that form part of that whole project that we've got there up in North Wales. So that's one of the focuses. We've got an Irish-based metals project we're hoping to drill this summer. We've got some very big investments, one in Greenrock Mining, which is a critical minerals development company based in Greenland, or focused on Greenland, for graphite and titanium, ilmenite in particular. And we've still got our investment, significant investment in Horse Hill, the oil project in the southern England.
Yeah, yeah. Excellent stuff. So explain this. The assay results here, it's turned gold concentrate grades up to 1,000 grams per tonne with average head grades of this material for 1.7 grams per tonne. So take us through the points of this, the detail on this, George.
Yeah, sure. Well, we basically took all of the material out of the five pits that we sampled. We took the fine material, we run it through our pilot plant, and we've produced a load of concentrate. That concentrate has then been sent, samples of that concentrate have been sent to the lab in Ireland, independent assay lab, for analysis, and that has returned concentrate grades of up to 1,000 grams per tonne, averaging about 503 grams per tonne. And what that then enables us to do is then back calculate the actual grade, the head grade, if you like, of the material in those pits. So we're seeing average head grades of 1.7 grams per tonne. That's very interesting because it's actually significantly higher than the samples we took from those pits. So before we had basically run the material over the plant, we had taken just basic, you know, rock chip samples, if you want to call it, or rock samples from those pits, and they were averaging about 0.95 grams per tonne. So it's not unusual because it's a nuggety effect of the project. It's randomly distributed. Nuggety effect means you have to take a lot of material to get a better idea of grade. So that's why we are pretty happy with the result that we finally got off the concentrate, which back calculates to a 1.7 gram per tonne average head grade. So that's pretty solid for a waste tip. It's looking like a commercial proposition. The next thing we're going to do is to do run some proper economics over the waste tip in terms of the 4,000 tons or so of fine material that we think's there. Could be more, could be a bit less. Who knows? We'll see. That's our estimate and what the economics look like. But you know, it's stacking up pretty well, I'd say, as a project in its own right.
Yeah. And how long will that next step take? The mining plan.
Economic assessment is. Is fairly straightforward. It'll take a few weeks. The planning would take a bit longer in terms of the design of how we're going to do it, how we're going to extract, you know, up to 4,000 tons of material, get it down to our plant, upgrade our plant, and there'll be some regulatory permissions that are required. So, you know, there's a bit of work to do, but as ever with, you know, with most of these things, there is always different facets to it. But, you know, the most important thing is to prove up the proposition, and I think we've pretty much done that. Now it's an economic assessment, and then move on to, you know, planning application. I mean, let's not forget we've had planning before in respect of the Clogau mine, in respect of different aspects. So this is a slightly bigger exercise, of course, but we're confident that we will be able to design a scheme that means that we can exploit that waste tip.
Yeah. And if you could just touch on Green Rock, they've had two bits of announcements out about the exploration target upgrade and a board change. Kirk, there stepping down. Just cover that, if you could, for us, George.
Yeah, sure. Well, as I say, we've got a 54% interest in Green Rock, so a majority shareholder. I mean, Green Rock is going to be doing some very important work this summer, drilling at Amitsoq. We're waiting on an upgrade from our independent experts, competent person on the ilmenite at TBS to really upgrade that resource as well. But the exploration target was really strong, so we're basically seeing now tons, certainly in the exploration target tons, that if we can convert those into resources in our next drilling phase, will put us right up there with the, you know, the highest grade project in the world, Talga's Vittangi project. They've got about 25% average grades. We're sort of around the 20% mark, but that puts us in second place in world global terms in advanced graphite projects. And if we, as I say, prove that tonnage up, we're then really matching them in terms of tons as well. So it puts us in a very good place. And let's not forget, they are capped at 450, last time I looked, $450 million Australian dollars. So there is a huge amount of blue sky potential there for GreenRoc just in the Amitsoq project before we even start talking about the titanium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you've got an interim CEO there now.
Yeah, Lars is our interim CEO, Lars Brunner. I mean, he's fantastic. He's Mr. Greenland. He knows everything and everybody in Greenland, knows how to get things done. And he's obviously a hugely experienced environmental consultant, which is very important in terms of the work we're going to be doing at Amitsoq and TBS to get EIA approvals and SIA approvals in place so that we can get a mining license on both of those projects. So Lars is a really, really safe and capable pair of hands. But we're working on a successor CEO permanent appointment. We hope to have news on that pretty soon.
Excellent stuff. Okay, quickly then, George, if you could, I know you're busy there, you're in an airport somewhere, but if you could, three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Alba Mineral Resources to their watch list, please.
Yeah, sure. Well, Clogeye is number one. We have every confidence that is going to be a real, you know, mine again, and in commercial production. We've got several strings to the bow there, and we are working flat out to make that happen. Secondly, the rest of the Dolgellau Gold Belt. I mean, there's just so much potential there. That's a longer term play, but it's there, and it has essentially, I'd say, been given very little value in Alba. And the third thing is our investments. And the most critical investment, I'd say, in our portfolio is GreenRoc Mining, where, you know, they've got a market cap of, what is it, 6 million quid? I mean, it's ludicrous, really. So we want to prove to the market that it should be well north of that. And I think this summer's work programs and everything else that we're doing will show that, and we'll get the shelves, will bear the fruits of that in due course.
Marvellous stuff. George, thanks for taking the time out, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.